Hello and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the podcast. Today, we'll be taking a look at LoJax, the first in-the-wild malware that infects UEFI on newer computers. The boot sector virus is back. We'll be joined by Jean-Yves Boutin, senior malware researcher at ESET's Montreal Research Center, and part of the team that discovered the new infection. We'll discuss LoJax and what it does, why it's different than other malware, and what other UEFI-infecting malware could do in the future. We'll take a look at how ESET discovered it, how it piggybacks on a perceived legitimate anti-theft software package. That's sort of ironic, isn't it? And, of course, how to shut it down. We'll also have some advice on what you can do to help your customers be aware of this variety of malware, and how both to keep them safe and help them keep themselves safe from malware like LoJax. It's a big interview, so let's get right into it with Jean-Yves Boutin. Jean-Yves, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks to you for having me here.
We're here today, obviously, to chat a little bit about LoJax, which is a name that sounds somewhat familiar to those who may know the anti-theft software LoJax. But I guess to open it up, can you just tell us a little bit about what LoJax is and why it's different in the vast and ever-expanding world of malware?
Yeah, certainly. So as you said, LoJax is kind of related to LoJax because it kind of abused the software to spy on its victims. So how it works is that they have a userland agent, so really a malware that runs on Windows that allows them to download and execute any type of malicious software on their targets, right? But if we go back in time, LoJax was first talked about in last May, and it contained only the userland agent. What is very different now is that through our research, we're actually able to find a UEFI rootkit. So this is like a major discovery because we knew that some companies, some governments were using it, but only through leaks. So maybe your listeners have heard of Vote 7, which is allegedly documents that were leaked from the CIA. And in these leaked documents, there were rumors of a UEFI rootkit, but we never actually detected one in the wild. And this is exactly what LoJax is. So this is a malware that is written in the firmware of your computer, and it's very significant because once the attacker has access to this firmware, well, they can survive like OS reinstall, they can survive hard disk replacement, which makes this threat very, very, very persistent.
All right. How did you guys, you say that it's been out there, or the understanding that something like this could exist and may in fact exist has been out there for a while. How did you guys come to find this actual exploit in the wild as much as you can share? I'm sure there's obviously some things you want to keep back, but.
Of course, but what I can say is that we started this research with only the userland agent, so the malware that is running on Windows, right? Mm-hmm. And then we started to dig in deeper and deeper. And then what's great about ESET is that we have this scanner, the UEFI scanner, so we're actually able to scan the firmware on your computer. And that allowed us to actually find a real infection in the wild, which was kind of the main discovery. So it all started with the userland agent, and then going through a telemetry, we were able to actually find the UEFI rootkit. And it was a very cool discovery because, as I said, we've seen these type of things before, but now this is real. And since we published this story, a lot of people came up to us saying, well, this is great because we've had a hard time telling the firmware manufacturer that these type of threats were real and that they need to kind of up their game and increase the security of their platform. Mm-hmm. And since now we have a true case where an attacker like the Selenid Group, which is allegedly a nation state actor, using this type of threat, it kind of helped the different people that try to make the firmware vendor increase the security of their product to really do it, because they cannot say it's only a virtual threat now that it's out there.
Right. Okay. So what does this particular attack, Lojax, do? And how does one become infected if one were to become infected?
Yep. So if we go back to like who is actually using this Lojax thing, so there were links with a group, an APT group. So APT is for Advanced Persistent Threat. Mm-hmm. And this is a nation state actors. So at ESET, we call them SENMET, but other people call them APT-28 or Fancy Bear. And it's kind of a nice interview because yesterday there was a big news release. Several countries, including Canada, kind of named this group and tied them to a lot of very notorious acts. So I don't know if your listeners remember, but we have TV5 Monde, which was hacked allegedly by this group. In the last U.S. election, there was also the DNC hack, which is allegedly performed by this group as well. And now we kind of tied them to this UEFI rootkit. So they really have really, really advanced tools. So if we go back to your original question, which was how these guys actually targeted the different victims, well, how they do it is usually through spear phishing. So we have no evidence of how exactly the Lojax malware got into the system. But we know that these guys usually do spear phishing. So they will send malicious email with an attachment. And then if the recipient will open up the thing, then they become infected. They have different type of malware. And we think that how it went down is that a backdoor was installed in the system. Then they used this one to put the Lojax malware on the system.
Okay. And what does Lojax, as we know it now, do? And perhaps more interestingly, because this is, as you say, the first time that we've seen UEFI used as an actual attack vector, you know, in the theoretical realm, perhaps, but what could UEFI malware do that's above and beyond what the current example does?
Yeah, so really, in this case, the huge benefit for the attacker is the persistence, right? So you have a malware that is in the UEFI, that is in firmware. So what happens is that the Lojax firmware rootkit has the ability to drop malware on disk. So what that means is that even if you reinstall Windows or if you clean the malware, this UEFI rootkit will be able to put back the malware on your system, and this malware will be able to communicate with a control CNC server, so a server that is owned by the attacker and that will allow them to send commands to your system, install additional malware. So what that means is that it's very, very, very difficult to get rid of this malware. Like, the only option you have is basically to reflash your firmware, which is not something that the average user do. So it's really The main thing here is the persistence. So they are able to persist on the system in a level that we're not seeing before.
Okay. Great. So at this point, what should solution providers be telling their customers about Lojax and its like, and what can those partners do to help them protect themselves from Lojax and this new kind of attack? I mean, because as much as, you know, you say it's a new and persistent type of threat because of that ability to exist in the system, even if you basically trade out most of the internals of the system. You know, as much as that's new, it's still sort of the same delivery method in that somebody has to click on the wrong thing.
That's true. That is entirely true. So, of course, like, basic security measures, training your employees to not click on everything, training them to be suspicious about things they receive in their mailboxes goes a long way, right? In terms of this particular firmware thing, I think that the thing that everyone should be doing, which they are not right now, is updating their firmware, because not only it's possible for attackers to install UEFI rootkits, but sometimes security researchers find vulnerabilities in the firmware implementation, and your motherboard manufacturer will issue updates. Right now, the number of people that will actually update their firmware to the latest version is not that great. So we're all updating the software we use. We update Windows firmware. It's kind of it's not something that people think about on a daily basis, I would say. So this is one thing to keep your firmware up to date, and then having kind of systems that are up to date. We know that some manufacturer, let's say Intel, has throughout the years introduced some security measures in your platform. So having up to date system is also a good way to prevent attackers to infect your firmware.
Yeah, I wanted to ask that as well. You know, not necessarily naming names or pointing fingers, but how ready are modern UEFI and BIOS and motherboard vendors? You know, you touched on sort of that idea of maybe this will be a push for them to up the security standards of their products. I'm curious how well positioned they are and sort of the readiness to do that based on, you know, current roadmaps and where folks are with their technology today.
Yeah, that's a great question. So this is another, like, it's kind of an awareness type of research as well, because how LoJax was installed in the firmware, so you need to write on the SPI flash memory. So it's a flash memory that holds the firmware, and the attackers had a tool that we found that were able to patch this firmware and then write it back. And it was using either known vulnerability, so vulnerability that was known for like several years, or it was abusing misconfiguration of the platform. So the platform has a lot of mechanism to ensure that the SPI flash cannot be written by some malicious software, right? But a lot of firmware vendors, they do not implement them properly, or they do not set them properly, and this is how the LoJax attack was possible. So yeah, you are totally right. Some of the firmware vendors need to take a close look at this and really implement the full security measures so that they can protect their users.
All right. Brilliant. John-Ian, thanks for taking the time. I imagine if folks want to learn more about LoJax and your pursuit and discovery of LoJax at ESAT, they can probably find a whole lot more on welivesecurity.com.
Exactly. Thank you for having me here.
There you have it, the rundown on LoJax with ESAT's Jean-Ian Boutin. I'd like to thank Jean-Ian for joining us for the show, and thank ESAT for its continuing sponsorship of the site, and of course, thank you for joining us. Hey, we'll be back with another episode of the podcast next week as we're joined by three veteran MSPs who've made it their mission to help other MSPs improve their business and their knowledge of fine spirits through a podcast. Sounds interesting? Well, grab yourself a dram. Join us for the podcast next week. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.